It's always a delight and a pleasure to have this next gentleman on our show here. We welcome to the program Dick Smith. Hello, Dick. How are you?
Hi, Brent. Good to be talking to you again.
And good to be talking to you. I read with great interest your article in The Australian today. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. It's interesting. There's lots of comments on my article, and many of them are abusing me.
Yeah, but that's unfortunately, Dick, that's life in Australia at the moment, isn't it?
Of course it is. Yeah, there are a lot of wealthy people around who don't want to share.
You start your article by saying the Prime Minister likes to talk about having a go, to get a go, but you wonder if he really understands the great difficulty that faces thousands of Australians in finding a job. Now, we've talked about Newstart here, and for that matter, the pension. We've talked about Newstart here for weeks and weeks now. And as we have an older audience, we've had so many people ring us that are over the age of 55, and that's what, according to the records, there's more people over the age of 55 on Newstart than any other age category. And we've had so many examples of the over 55, Dick, that just can't get themselves a job, and they can't afford to live with the money that they're getting on Newstart.
Yeah, right, Brent. Yes, my article is about the fact that I support that Newstart should be increased by about $75 a week. It's not a huge amount. Let me give you these figures. The average wage in Australia is $86,000 a year. The minimum wage is $38,000 a year. And of those people getting the minimum wage, we have about 5 million who go paycheck to paycheck. But Newstart is about 14 grand a year, so it's less than half the minimum wage. So you can understand that the present Newstart, people really can't live on it.
So it's 38,000 minimum wage, and of that, 5 million are paycheck to paycheck.
That's right. They have no savings at all, and that's really quite sad because in the old days when I was young, especially when I bought the first house, it cost 30 grand in Sydney, and we got a loan and we were able to pay it off easily. Now that's almost impossible.
See, as you say in your article also, when people are only earning $14,000 a year, I mean, goodness me, if they've got any family, my God, how do they do it? It's tough enough doing it on your own. But that is one of the main reasons that there are so many homeless people. I'm using Sydney as an example here, but right across the country, there are so many homeless people we have now because they just simply can't afford to find somewhere to live with this amount of money that they
have. No, you're right, and there's so many wealthy people around. Do you know what? If the wealthiest 15% in Australia paid just 3.8% more in tax, that would give us the money required to raise Newstart by $70 a week. And I'm sure the wealthiest 15% could easily pay 3.8% more in their tax and feel good about it.
Why do you think this is falling on deaf ears in reference to the Prime Minister?
Well, I think that the Prime Minister's what we call a Liberal coalition government, and they tend to protect the wealthy. I think it's gone too far. I mean, our billionaires, in the last 6 years, they've doubled their wealth, while typical Australians have gone slightly backwards. That's where the whole thing's out of kilter, and that's what the Prime Minister should be talking about.
Dick, you also say in your article about, you know, with Newstart, you're told that applicants need to apply for 20 jobs a month. We have confirmed that here with people saying, yes, they've got to apply for 20 jobs a month, and there's just not 20 jobs out there for people, particularly over the age of 55, to apply for.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, but look, my wealthy friends, they believe anyone who's on Newstart is sort of lazy, and that's just simply not true. There would be a very small percentage who are lazy and don't want to work, but the great majority want a proper job, but the jobs just aren't there.
And it's even worse in the country towns.
It is, and that's the crazy thing about our enormous immigration rate. I think we've discussed this before. We should go down to about 70,000 a year, which is our long-term average. At the present time, it's over 200,000, and all those people have to have jobs, and that's one of the reasons many people can't get a job.
It seems as though there are so many people, including yourself, and you've been talking about this for such a long time now, that are suggesting, hoping the government will lower the number of people coming into the country, but again, it's falling on deaf ears.
Well, it is because our system of capitalism is pretty ridiculous. It needs perpetual growth. You hear the Prime Minister talking about growth and they're all fearing a lack of growth. Well, I'll tell everyone, get used to it. It's impossible to have perpetual growth in a finite world, and one day you have to stop, and we should be planning for that now.
You talk about the 20 jobs a month, but it's in the country it's hard to get the 20 jobs a month, but it's also hard to find somewhere to live, not only in the city, but it's also difficult for people on Newstart to find somewhere to live, particularly if they have a family in the country.
Well, almost impossible. I don't know how they would do it. So to me, look, we're a wealthy country and we've got a lot of wealthy people who could easily pay a bit. Let me give you that figure again. The last 6 years, the billionaires have doubled their wealth. Now, you're telling me, and by the way, when they die, there's absolutely no inheritance taxes, so they'll give their whole 10 or 11 billion to their kids, and that's quite wrong because they've made their money out of all the people in Australia, and at least when they die, they should be sharing a bit of it.
You've been talking about reducing immigration now for a long time. Do you think that you'll ever see the day when it happens?
Brent, I think so, but it's quite sad at the moment that it's not happening because, as I said, that's one of the reasons people can't get jobs. And the whole world needs to stop growing. We have 7 billion people in the world and it's going to go to 11 billion, I'm told. Now, just about every problem we have in the world today is actually harder to fix with more people, not easier. And so the whole world should be concentrating on living in balance, which all the natural creatures do, and we're part of that.
As you have referred in your article, the Reserve Bank Governor has said that he's trying to get the economy going with lower interest rates. John Howard has come out and said only yesterday that maybe there's a possibility the interest rates have gone too low because if there is a hiccup in the economy in the next 12, 24 months, the RBA don't really have anywhere to go with their interest rates. But I suppose that's a story for another day. Obviously, the government need to do its bit. But again, they don't seem to be doing anything about this, do they?
No, well, it's because they're not game to charge the wealthy. In fact, the wealthy are going to have all these tax cuts. And I think you'd only have to take about a quarter of the tax cuts and be able to raise Newstart by $70. Look, I have lots of wealthy friends and they have so much money they don't know what to do with it. And that's really sad when you've got so many people who can't even get a proper job.
What do you think we do for the 55-year-olds that try to go and get a job, but they see so much discrimination, age discrimination?
You're definitely right. Look, it's a real problem. And, one of the problems is globalism, because as these new companies come here, a good example is Aldi. Aldi's our most popular supermarket. It's a German-owned by two German billionaires. The secret of Aldi being cheaper is they only employ half as many people per dollar turnover than, say, Coles or Woolworths do. Now, unless Coles and Woolworths match Aldi by sacking half their staff, they'll go broke. And so in the end, all the money will be going to Germany and we'll be sitting here thinking, how stupid are we?
What do you think of this idea? Companies that earn a large revenue, we're talking about the Telstras and the Optuses, that have overseas call centres. If they generate the majority of their income through Australia, that they should have to have those call centres here in Australia. And a lot of those call centres could be manned, using that word man, but, you know, staffed by over 55s who have life experience, are able to deal with difficult customers and all those sort of things. And it gives, you know, the over 55s a good job. And all of a sudden, there's happy customers because they can talk to an Australian in Australia when they have a problem.
Now, look, I'd certainly support that. But look, with modern globalism, it's all just greed, greed, greed. It's quite sad. And the reason I wrote that article is I'm very concerned that we just can't pay people who are out of work, who can't get a job, the genuine people, at least enough money to be able to live on, and they don't have that at the moment.
There's so many people also that are suggesting Newstart be raised. You mentioned there's the Country Women's Association, there's the Business Council of Australia, the ACTU, the AMA, and you've got the likes of John Howard, Barnaby Joyce, Bob Catter. So it's not only Labor and Greens that are on board, it's all those other people, plus more as well.
Yes, and look, I mean, our Prime Minister says he's a Christian and that he thinks, I mean, obviously Christians think of their fellow men and women, and that's what he should be doing now, because I think he's playing to the wealthy, but he should be just saying, no, it's just something we have to do. And if he called and said, look, the wealthiest 15% are going to pay 3.8% more tax for a while whilst we increase Newstart, do you know what? I reckon over 50% of the wealthy would say, okay, fair enough.
Do you know what my concern is? That they keep having this word surplus. I mean, Josh Frydenberg's quoted in an article today in The Australian about surplus. I mean, it seems as though they have said we are going to generate a surplus and they are scared to do anything else that's going to affect that surplus, delivering that surplus.
Yeah, I think the reason of the surplus is to try and pay back some of the debt, because we've been living beyond our means, and it means our children will have to pay that debt back, and that's not good. I mean, when mum and dad die, they hope to leave some money, sometimes even a house, to their kids. In this particular case, when the country our present people in the country pass away, we're actually leaving a debt for our kids to pay back, and that's wrong.
You gave me some figures. I'll give you some. Today's the 7th of August. If we go back 12 months to 2018, on the 7th of August 2018, the population of Australia reached, officially, 25 million. That's according to the Bureau of Statistics. It's doubled since 1970. In 1918, the population of Australia was 5 million. In 1981, it was 15 million. And in 2004, it was 20 million. 2018, 25 million. I hate to think what it's going to be in another 10 years.
Well, I can tell you, Brent, look, at present our growth rate is 1.6% per year, mainly coming from the huge immigration. That will put us to 100 million at the end of this century, when our grandkids today will be alive. Now, no one believes 100 million is sensible for Australia, because it's a dry, arid country. And with automation and robotics, we're going to have less jobs, not more. So what we should be doing is starting to live in balance. We need a prime minister who says we've got to live in balance and we've got to stop the enormous immigration. We've got to be concentrating on getting Australians a job here.
Did Dick Smith for Canberra?
No, too hard, too difficult. I'm 75, too old.
All right, mate. Enjoyed your article. Thank you for taking the time to talk to us this afternoon.
Great to talk to you again, Rhett. Thank you.
Thank you, Dick Smith.